From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Vermont National Guard responded Thursday to a number of allegations, including that it mishandled cases of sexual harassment and fostered a culture where heavy drinking was common. Vermont Adjutant General Stephen Cray disputed that portrayal of the Guard and defended the processes in place to handle cases of sexual harassment. But Cray says the Guard will take steps to make the process more transparent.
The goal there is to come up with a policy of how we can let the organization know that we do have incidents that happen without releasing any personal information, and then to follow up with a disposition of that case.
Governor Phil Scott says he believes the Guard handled these cases correctly and says he does not think an independent investigation is needed at this time. State utility regulators have approved the transfer of the closed Vermont Yankee nuclear plant to NorthStar, a demolition company committed to decommissioning the plant decades earlier than previously planned. The Vermont Public Utility Commission said a main benefit of NorthStar's plan was that decommissioning will start no later than 2021. The plant's current owner, Entergy Corporation, is planned to delay cleanup of the site at least until 2053. The Department of Public Service has joined opponents of a 41-mile natural gas pipeline, asking the state to expand its investigation of the line's construction. VTDigger.org reports opponents are questioning whether an independent licensed engineer signed off on plans by Vermont Gas to build the natural gas pipeline, which runs between Middlebury and Colchester. Vermont Gas says expanding the investigation is unnecessary and notes the Public Utility Commission has already reviewed its construction three times. The town of Derby says it has joined Newport in opposing the expansion of Vermont's only landfill. The Derby Select Board and the Newport City Council both cited concerns over air quality and water quality in their opposition. The Caledonian Record reports the Coventry Select Board has voted unanimously to support expanding the landfill in that town. All three municipal boards are sending letters about their positions to the District 7 Environmental Commission, which has reopened a hearing about air and water quality in regards to the proposed expansion. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details for the VPR listening region. Scattered snow showers north will taper to isolated flurries, mainly northeast in the mountains, mostly sunny to the south today. Decreasing clouds north, last in the mountains northeast. It'll be blustery and cold for the rest of the afternoon. Early afternoon temperatures in the mid-teens to mid-20s north, mid-20s to low 30s south, and those temperatures will be steady or falling throughout the afternoon hours, and it will be quite cold overnight tonight. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.